what we're gonna do is the Hue meditation. Hue is a Sanskrit word, thousands of years old, and is the ancient or sacred name for God, and its predominant quality being compassion. Hue, if you think about it, is present in every language. The Hue sound has been described as many things, from the buzzing of the bees, to the rushing of the wind, to the flute of God. It has definitely been present for me here in the sounds of nature. It is said to be present in the words that we speak, in the sounds of animals, that is part of the wind, in the trees, the rushing of waters, and the roaring of waterfalls. Hue is the beginning of human, and it is everywhere in every plane. Hue is H-U. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna chant or tone this Hue. If you open your heart and you allow the Hue to enter your heart, in knowing that the predominant quality of Hue is compassion, you will be able to be open to greater amount of compassion for the self. And when there is greater amount of compassion for the self, there is greater capacity for joy and spiritual freedom. The Sufis perceive the sound to be extraordinary to activate the heart and crown chakras and to bring balance to all of them. They chant the Hue with lips barely touching, like a hum, to create an inner vibration or frequency as they dance, meditate, and pray. Toning or chanting the Hue as you follow and visualize this meditation, and it will bring you a great amount of inner sense of freedom and peace. So what we're gonna do is some toning, which is similar to chanting. And the only thing that we have to do is harmonize the tone with our neighbor. I will be guiding you through some of this meditation. So go ahead and close your eyes. And anyone can start the Hue. And I'm sure that it will be like a beautiful choir that we will have. So it's something like,